When we observe phenomena, when we observe our physical body, which is the rupa aspect, when we meditate on our body, the physical, kaya. So mindfulness of kaya, if we can develop that, we can develop our understanding. Then we also develop mindfulness of feeling. Then we also develop mindfulness of content of consciousness, citta, upasana. Then finally, we develop mindfulness of Dhamma, or the essential Dhamma or truth that the Buddha has taught us. So when you are mindful and aware, you are not only able to be aware of the four-stage cycle or the three-stage cycle. In fact, every phenomenon, every appearances, they have this four-stage or three-stage cycle. So the most obvious is our physical body. Since birth, we saw this growth phase. Initially, we are born into this world, of course, scientifically, we know there is conception between the sperm and the ovum. That's how it starts. Then at that time, there was no organ, nothing, just single cell. Yeah? Then they start to create the stage of birth. They come into existence. Then the growth phase is the subdivision of the cells until the embryo slowly developed to have all this organ, the senses, then later on the consciousness. Then the embryo developed until it reaches a stage where it can be born into the world. That's how from the embryo it will result into a fetus or baby that can be born into the world. Then as the baby is born, it will also go through the continuation of the growth phase. So this growth phase will reach adolescence. When the baby grew up to become a child, it's still growing. Well, there is this growth hormone. Then it becomes a youth. After youth, you continue to grow until you peak. Yeah, you peak. So when you peak, means you have reached the plateau phase of growth, means it will not grow anymore because the growth hormone actually slow down or very little already. That's how the body starts to develop aging. That aging is the decay cycle where we age. Our senses become continuously affected. As we age, our senses starts to fail us. So if you are observing, you are mindful, you can see all this. Sometimes you don't have to wait till very old to witness all this. We can see it from our parents, our grandparents, and from others. If you are observant, you can see all this. Then finally is death. That's why wherever there is birth, there will be this growth phase where you will grow. Then there is this decaying phase where you will confront sickness, disease, and even decay. Then injury can happen during growth phase too, leading to the decaying phase. So all this can happen. Then finally is death. So the birth and death in between is the growth phase and the decaying phase. So we call it the four-stage cycle. The universe is the same. Initially, it comes into existence. That is the birth. It can be the Big Bang theory, where everything started from the Big Bang, the black hole, the singularity, then expanding universe. Then initially expanding is a growth phase. Then it will reach a stage where it will contract its decaying phase. Then it will cease the four-stage cycle. So when we observe all this, we start to develop understanding by going into the physical body. Not only the macro phase of the four-stage cycle or the three-stage cycle, we develop mindfulness sensitivity of awareness. Then we can feel the vibration within. Then everything within our physical body has this phenomenon. They call it the phenomenon of change. Everything is in a state of flux, vibrating. That's why we can feel our heartbeat, our pulse of life. Everything within our physical body is changing. Then for those who understand science, you not only age gradually, in fact, every instant, every moment, our cells, they keep on dying and new cells are being created to replace them. Then if you have this ability to feel, to be aware, to be sensitive, then you realize not only the pulse of life, the heartbeat, the vibration, the birth and death of this whatever pulse that arise and pass away, like our breath too, our breathing. It goes in and it goes out, the birth and death of our breath. Then when we walk, the birth and death of our footstep. In fact, our footstep also has the four-stage cycle. The moment you start to move, that is the birth of the step. Then from that birth, there is the rising phase, then the stepping down, then the end phase. See, four-stage cycle. Birth, arising, decaying, cease. Then when you develop mindfulness to be very sensitive, then you realize not only your physical body manifests the universal characteristics of change or impermanence, because everything is in a state of flux. Even our thought process, our feeling, our perception, our aggregate of consciousness, vijnanam, they keep on changing. This moment, feeling is like that. Next moment, feeling is different again. Even perception is the same. The thought process is the same. They arise and they pass away. The appearing and the disappearing. But in between, if you create further heedless thinking, it will continue to sustain itself. Then finally, when conditions cease to be, it ceases to be. That's why thought come and go, arise and pass away. It's only a thought, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, following the dwelling, paticca-samuppada. When you observe clearly, when you understand, then you really awaken. Then you realize it's only a thought. How come it has such power over us? How come it can delude living being and condition them into affliction, misery, suffering? So what is going on? Because when we have not penetrated the Dhamma, when we have not observed enough to awaken, then we will continue to be deluded, to be deceived, to be gullible. And we take this form and mind as very real. We cling onto it, we grasp onto it, we hold onto it. Then it becomes grasping aggregate, upadana khandas. That's how suffering comes to be. So this is born of self-delusion, sakkayaditti. When you can't see all this, the universal characteristics of all appearances, or the five aggregates of form and mind, then you will be deluded. You will be trapped. You can become gullible. That's the reason why in the Heart Sutta. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, inside his Heart Sutta teaching, started by expressing this very powerful statement. When Kuan Yin Bodhisattva was cultivating the Prajna Paramita, he illuminated the five skandha and realized that they were all empty. Wu yun jie kong. That's how she awakened. She realized the five aggregates are empty. Why? Because it's impermanent, dependent originating, not a permanent unchanging entity, non-self, empty. That's how she awakened. Then when she realized that within true emptiness, life become wonderful. Zhen kong miao yu. Realizing true emptiness enable you to understand existence as wonderful existence. True emptiness is wonderful existence. That stanza, that saying in the Heart Sutta is very beautiful. When you penetrate through emptiness, you will not suffer, you will awaken. Then life become beautiful. You understand life, you understand the secret of life. That's why you can live life. Then you can experience all of the pristine wonders and beauty of life. Then life become like meaningful, wonderful. Life take a turn. Then everything becomes so pristine, so beautiful, so wonderful. That's how enlightenment can bring forth that condition. So all this understanding are very important. Then when we are mindful and aware, we can observe not only the physical body, not only our mind, mental phenomena. Physical mental phenomena are just the first two. Then nature's phenomena, the third one. That one is most powerful. When you are mindful, you can be at the moment of its arising, sustainant, and its passing away. The sustainant phase has two stages, the growth and the decay. In fact, my voice, the sound, also has this four-stage cycle. Yeah. When I speak, it arises. Then the voice is strong, it builds up. Then it ceases. Then it disappears. So every phenomenon you observe, they have this four-stage cycle or three-stage phenomenon. But you have to be very mindful. You have to have this stability of mindfulness. The Buddha used the word ever mindful. When you can be in that state of mindfulness, stability of mindfulness, where your mind has entered sati, that every phenomena you see, the universal characteristics are there. Like I used to say, truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see the enlightened being, they always see. What is truth? The universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state and non-self. They are in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. But to awaken to that, your mind must be in the state of continuous mindfulness, very stable, ever mindful. Then you will reach a stage where the mind enters the, and you can see every phenomenon very clearly. Because during that time, all the four stage cycle, you can see them. You can be at the moment of its arising, sustaining, and his passing away without words, without any concept or idea. The mundane mind is not there. It's just the silent mind awareness, aware. That's a specific phenomenal awareness. The awareness and the phenomenon move as one. And all phenomena exhibit this universal characteristic, the four-stage cycle. That's why you can see that they are dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. That's why it is impermanent. You're dependent on condition, it arises. dependent on condition, it continues to sustain itself, and dependent on condition, it ceases to be. That's how the four-stage cycle come to be. So when you are completely silent and aware, you can perceive them. You can awaken to them. You can develop the understanding. This is how you cultivate. So when you understand this, you will come to realize that daily mindfulness is very important. The stability of that awareness nature, that true mind, that mindfulness is very, very important. That's why without sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension in the midst of life, you cannot develop the true wisdom, the penetrative wisdom. You can't. You can't even cultivate four. You can't even cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. Well, the four foundation of mindfulness needs stability of mindfulness.